Blog Talk Radio.
God, that we can fall in love with
Jesus, more and more in love with Jesus. I thank God the day that I fell in love with Jesus. But it is the best thing that ever happened to me. This is the Hour of Power broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. The Hour of Power broadcast will always lift up that great and name, that mighty name of Jesus. But yes, he is worthy to be praised, is worthy to be glorified, and he is worthy to be honored. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he says that he will draw all men unto him. And we're here today, the Hour of Power broadcast is here to lift up that great and that mighty name of Jesus. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the name of Jesus. There is peace in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you need this morning, but God, he knows what you need. And so today, we thank God for you joining us today on the Hour of Power broadcast. I am the preacher of the hour, Reverend Dr. Mary McCoy, and here we are today preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. But first of all, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do this day. Lord, we thank you, Father, for those that you have touched their heart, God, to touch and the down, to be able, Father God, to tune in to the Hour of Power broadcast. God, that they can receive of you. God, that they can be restored. They can be replenished on the inside. God, that they'll be not continue to be depleted from the things, God, that you have for them. But Father, I pray even now, God, that you would touch them, every male, every female, every boy, every girl. Lord, I see God, to revive, to restore, God, to let them know who you are today, God, to give them what they need. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all you're going to do according to your word. Well, today we thank you again for joining us today on the Hour of Power broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, and we want you to know that God is in control. And today's message, I'm very excited about it, what God has given me, because yet we have heard the message so many times, but yet the Lord has put this message upon my heart. I believe some of you have grown up, your parents have taught you, or you've heard this part of the scripture, but it's a personal, it's a message of encouragement to the people of God. And I just believe that you're going to be blessed on today. The word of Lord is coming from Psalm, the 23rd chapter. And if I would use as a keyword, I would use Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 11th verse. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. I just know that here in the Word of God, we're going to begin reading here at that first verse of the 23rd chapter of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. shall not walk. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here we see in the word of God, it says that the Lord, if I would use as a topic, the Lord is my shepherd. Today I have a question to ask you. Is the Lord your shepherd? The word of God said that the Lord is my shepherd. David is sharing with the reader, his sharing with the people of God, and he's sharing with the world to let them know that the Lord is my shepherd. He's made it personally. And with the word of God, we have to make the word of God personal in our lives. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. So he knew the Lord. You cannot say that the Lord is your shepherd if you don't know the shepherd, if you don't know the one that is caring for you, if you don't know the one that's loving on you, you don't know that you don't know the man of the person that created you. So David is saying that the Lord is my shepherd. And because of the Lord is, he did it personally, because the Lord is his shepherd, he said that I shall not want. I will not want for anything because the Lord is my shepherd. I thank God in that in Philippians, the 4th chapter, in that 19th verse, it says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe David knew what he was talking about. He knew that God will supply not some of his needs, but God will supply all of his need according to God's riches in Christ Jesus. God's riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So here, he knew. David, remember David, he can acquaint himself with one as being a shepherd. Because God, remember, the Lord had David, he used to tend the sheep. He used to care for the sheep. When the sheep strayed away, David went after that sheep. So therefore, he loved the sheep. And even he can acquaint that with people as God loving him, as God being his shepherd. He say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Why should I want if I can depend upon God? Why should I want, and why should I worry, and why should I be stressed out if I know that the Lord is my shepherd? Many people are stressing out today because of the fact that they're not sure. They don't know that God is their shepherd. The word of God says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He made me lie down in those tender green grass. Not, you know, sometimes you find grass, but that grass sometimes is not acceptable. Sometimes that grass is not somewhere where you want to lay your head or lay your gushing, not something that's going to make me afraid, but he leadeth me beside the still water. And see, the sheep itself, when you're talking about sheep, sometimes sheep, they were easily to be disturbed. They was easily, they wasn't contented many times. But God knew that they needed something, and David knew that they needed to be around still water. And he, when he said this, he knew what the sheep needed. And he knew what the sheep itself, the animal, needed. And we can equate ourselves in our need. God knows what we need. God knows that we need a shepherd. We can't go day by day without a shepherd. We can't make it by ourselves without having a shepherd. So we know here that the Lord God, not someone else, but the Lord is our shepherd. And the word God say, I shall not want. David said, I shall not want. I know that God will supply my need. Remember the verse that we have read to you in Philippians 4 and 19. But my God shall supply all of your need. You need to make that thing personal according to his riches. He has riches. He has cattle upon a thousand hills. So therefore, because of the fact that God loved me, and I'm talking to you today because you need to know that God is in love with you. You need to be encouraged today that God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. A shepherd will not leave the sheep without being someone looking over them. It's just like the pastor is the shepherd, but God is that great shepherd. And God put people in places over his people that would lead God and to direct them. So here we see that the Lord was leading them, leading the sheep, leading you and me into still waters. And it tells us that in that third verse, it said that he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Whatever I've been through, whatever I've been depleted of, God restoring it. He giving me that peace. He giving me that joy. He giving everything that contentment on the inside. You know, God is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. So whatever you have been, whatever that has been taken from you because of the things of this world, or the people of this world, because of the things that you've gone through, there's trials and there's tribulation that you may have gone through, and everybody go through things in their lives. But I want you to know that God, he will restore that. He restores that which the enemy have taken or tried to take from you and deplete or try to take your peace. So I want you to know today that God says that David is saying that the Lord is, he is telling you that what God is to you, to him. And also, God wants you to know that he is your shepherd. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret because of what is happening in your life. God let us know that he would lead us unto that tender grass. He will lead us unto those green pastures. He will lead you beside those still water. And the word of God said he restored. We talk about he restored my soul, those that have gone out and those that need Christ in their lives. You know, even a backslider that have gone from God, God will, he restore. He will bring you back in. He will bring you back into the pastor. so you don't have to worry. You know, the word is when you're out there and you're going to come back. You know, David, if he lost the sheep, he was going and he was going to get that sheep because he loved the sheep. He cared for the sheep. God don't want you out there and out there by yourself because the enemy of the wolf will come and he will devour you. The Satan, when you're out there without Christ, without being under protection of the Almighty God, he will devour you. He will destroy you. He will take everything from you. But we can stay under the arm of the Most High God. If we can stay in the presence of the Almighty God. If we can stay in under that shepherd. If, you know, if we can just stay there and we can obey under him, then he will supply all our needs. He will restore us into those places. He will restore your soul. He will restore your mind. He will restore your spirit. And he will bring a revival inside of you. And the word of God tells us that he will lead us into the pathway of righteousness. Only he's not going to lead you in error. He's not going to leave you out there so that you can't be defiled. He's not going to lead you in where that you will not be able to function, that you will not receive life, that you will be destroyed. But he will lead you into a pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. Word of God say, yea, so I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I will feel no evil. I'm not going to fear, even though I'm in a bad situation. God wants us to have that comfort. You may be in a bad situation this morning. You may be where the doctors have given you a bad report and say that you wasn't going to live, but you're going to die. You may have had some infirmity in your body that has been there not 1 year. It's been there about 3 or 4 years, and it seems like it's not getting any better. But you know what? You can look to the heel which cometh your help. The word of God said, I will lift up my eyes unto the heel will come as my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. So therefore, we have to look to God, who is that great shepherd. We have to look to him to know that he will provide for us. He will keep us. He will lead us. He will heal our bodies. He will heal the mind, the soul. He will heal the spirit. So when we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, the word of God say, I will fear no evil. He's saying, for thou art with me. You got to know that God is with you. When you're going through a situation in your life, you got to know that God is with you, that God is in all around you. You got to know that God is preparing the table before you, that no evil will be able to come nigh unto you. The word of God let us know not to fret ourselves because of evildoers, neither be like envious against the work of iniquity. The word of God let us know that we don't have to fear evil because he said, I feel no evil, but thou art with me. As long, God, as you are with me, I will feel no evil. I will feel no evil. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes, I thank God for your rod. I thank God for your staff, that they will comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of my enemy, God has prepared a table before me. So when it looked like it's no hope, when it looked like you're in a dark situation, when it looked like there is no help, you have to know that all of your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. See, Christ is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we are the sheep. You have to think of yourself as one of the sheep that's been led by the Almighty God. We have to think of ourselves, one that depends upon Him. We cannot independently do things of ourselves. We are not relying on ourselves, but we have to rely upon God, that God is going to take care of us. So we get in trouble when we try to think that we're going to take care of the situation ourselves. But the word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He wants your dependency to be totally upon Him. The word of God says, I mean, your parable came before me in the presence of my enemies. He said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Oh, my God. Look at God anointed, knowing that God has anointed you. God is anointing your head with oil. And the cup of the anointing, my cup runneth over. My blessing is running over. God is taking care of me. I'm kept by Christ. I'm in Christ. I know that He is my shepherd. I know that He is my God. I know that He is my keeper. I know that He is one that is in control. I know that He is one that is looking out, looking and fighting every battle, looking out for me in every situation that comes. So therefore, we have to know who God is in our lives. Word of God says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. It is time for us to dwell in the house of the Lord. It is time for God's word to abide in us. The Bible says, ye abide in me, and my word abide in us, that we can ask what we will, and the word of God says, shall be done unto us. What is it that we need today? We need more of God's anointing in our life. We need more of Christ in our life. When we get more of Christ in our life, then we can see Him even when there's not a canned good that's in the cupboard. When you don't see that steak or that pork chop or that beef or that lamb or whatever it may be inside of the refrigerator, you've got to know that the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, my God. You got to know that He is the one that will provide for you. You know, the Bible let us know that He will open the windows of heaven. He said He will pour us out blessing that there'll be not room enough to receive. I believe that David said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I believe today that you got to know that the Lord is your shepherd. You got to know that you are in the arms of God. You got to know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. So when we can be in the arms of God and safe in the arms of God and know no matter what we're going through, that we can have a clear mind, that our heart can be right with God, that we don't have to worry about whatever it may be in our lives. But all we need to do is to look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. For great is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So I am thank God for the word of God today. I thank God for Him being able to supply all of my needs. I'm going to make that personal this morning. You ought to make it personal in your life, that God is able to supply all my needs, whatever the need may be, whether physically, financially, spiritually, God is able to supply all of my needs. And here the word of God says, and I like what it says there in Ezekiel 34 and 14, you say, I will feed them in a good pasture. Whatever God's going to feed, it's going to be a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold and in a fat pasture. They shall feed upon the mountain of Israel. So here, the Lord, we're talking about the great shepherd. We're talking about the good shepherd. We're talking about one that careth for the sheep. You ought to say consistently throughout your lifetime, throughout the day, you ought to be saying that the Lord is my shepherd. You ought to know what a shepherd is. A shepherd is one that careth for his sheep. A shepherd is one that careth for his people. If you are God's people, he careth for you. He will provide for you. He will cover you. He will keep you. He will be there for you. He will fight battles for you. And then the word of God tells us, even in that 15th verse, you say, of Ezekiel, it says that I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. In that 16th verse, he said, I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. I believe that's a word that you can hang on today. I believe that that's a word that you can stand on today. God said that I will seek that which was lost. I mean, God came to seek and to save them that was lost. If you are sheep of God, he came. If you're straight away, he wants to seek you. He wants to find you that you will not be devoured by the enemy. And even if you were driven away for whatever reason, God wants to come again. He wants to bring you again if you were back to him, if you were driven away. And then it said he would bind up that which was broken. If you were broken on the inside, if you were in despair, if you was just like the innermost part of your spirit, it seems like it was all shattered. Yet God say, I will bind up that which was broken and was strengthened. God say, I will strengthen you. He said, I will strengthen. I will strengthen that which was sick. If you're sick in your body, God will strengthen you. If you lack strength, God will strengthen you. But he said, I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father, for the word of the Lord. And then when we look over there in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, the 10th verse, it says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nation, and declare it in thy house afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. So you see here how important you are to God. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let the enemy make you think that God is not concerned about you. Don't let the enemy cause you to turn your back upon God. Let the word of God, let you be able to just to hold on to the word of God that you heard this morning here on the Hour of Power broadcast, to know that God, he is your shepherd, and he will fight a battle for you. He will protect you. He will lead you. He will direct your path. So we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace this morning. We're getting ready for all of you that have been broken and shattered, all of you that need strengthened this morning, all of you that seem on the inside that you've been destroyed, sometimes even on the outside been destroyed, yet but God, he is here to bind up your wounds. God is here to come to seek. That's what he came, to seek and to save them that are lost. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the word of God today. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon your people. We ask you, God, to keep them before you. Ask you, God, to lead, God, and direct them, God. Ask you, God, to give them that higher height and that deeper depth in you. Ask you, God, to strengthen them, Father God, to the crown of their head, to the sole of their feet, Lord God. I pray your mercy, your grace, God, upon your people. Your words say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way. God, you said that you will hear from heaven. You say, God, that you will forgive the sin. You said, Lord God, that you will heal the land. But Father, in Jesus' name, ask you, God, to forgive sin. Ask you, God, to heal the land. Ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all your people to be encouraged today. God, I believe, God, even if you have given us his word today, Lord, to encourage your people. God, that they can stand strong in you. God, that they can hold on, God, to the horns of the altar. God, that they can know that you are God, and God, that you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we ask you, God, even today, God, to touch your people. God, to give them what they need today. God, to give them strength today. God, those that are sick, God, we pray healing to their bodies, Lord God. God, that they will be made whole. God, even a woman that had the issue of blood, she said, if I just touch the hem of this garment, I will be made whole. God, she had the faith to believe that if she just touched God. I need somebody to just believe God. I need somebody just to stand on the word of God. I need somebody to just to have the faith in God, to know that God is there for you, that God is fighting battles for you, and that he wants to revive you and restore you. He wants to bring you in. If you're out there, God wants to bring you in. You were in and then you were out there. God wants to bring you in to the fold. And so today, you're not a hopeless case. I want you to know, no matter what you've done, the Bible said that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I pray even now that you have everlasting life through the word of God. I pray even now that God will forgive you for your sin, for your transgression. I want you to know today that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you are that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't have to perish today. You can have everlasting life through the word of God. You can stand on the promises of him. You can stand on the word of God. You can be what God would have you to be. God will have you to be holy. God will have you to live right before him. God will have you to stand bold in these last days. God will not have you to crumble. God will not have you to fall. God will have you to stand, and your dependency is upon him. Remember what we said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So here in the word of God, David made it personal. That's why you got to make it personal. David knew the shepherd. Do you know the shepherd? David knew the one that was able to make a difference in his life. David wasn't perfect, but yet he was a man after God's own heart. I believe today that you can enter in today. All you got to do is ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart, and to save you. Yes, I was a sinner, but I was saved by the grace of God, by his mercy. God had compassion upon me. He saved me, as he saved many others, and delivered me from my sins and my transgressions. The word of God said we all have sin and come short of the glory of God. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The word of God says, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. The word of God says that we shall be saved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we pray, God, look upon those that are in our radio audience. God, those, God, that need to know the shepherd. God, need to know, God, that you are their shepherd. Lord, those that need to know that they can rely upon you, and God, that they can depend upon you. God, let them know, God, that there is nothing to offer you to do. Oh, Father, I ask you, God, to let them enter in today. Lord, let them enter in with thanksgiving. Let them enter in with praise. God, let them bless your name, God. Oh, Father, I ask you, God, to do it in the name of Jesus. God, your words they ask and it shall be given. God, you said to seek and ye shall find. God, you said to knock and the door shall be open. Lord God, you said, Lord God, if we have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said it shall be moved. But Lord, we just call upon your name today. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We ask you, God, no matter what city or state that the people that are listening, God, to this broadcast, Lord, I see, God, they have a repentant heart. They want you, God, to forgive them for every sin and every transgression. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do in their life, bringing restoration in their lives. And so we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We thank God for the word of God today. We thank God for what he has done and what he is doing according to his purpose. This has been the Apple Power Broadcast with Reverend Dr. Mary Seth McCoy. Please tune in on Wednesday as we go before the throne of grace, as we preach the unadulterated, uncompromised word of God. God bless you. May the blessing of the Lord be with you now and forever.